Let me start with the technical preparedness. The Deputy Speaker of the National Legislative Assembly, Honorable Nathaniel Oyet, addressed to the Minister of Finance after receiving some funds. These funds are now available, though it was not fully paid according to Oyet's letter. But that is the beginning.
If you have not received the funds that were budgeted for this election, if you have received partial funds, how is that going to affect the smooth running or the smooth preparation?
It doesn't matter, because all these things are not being done at once. They are going, and that is not the end of releasing of the funds. But the good thing is that the releasing of funds has started.
But looking at the logistical challenges in South Sudan and the vastness and the remoteness of the country, time is not on your side.
I don't understand what really the other people around the globe think about South Sudan, because Brother John, the assessment teams have come here several times, and I will count for you the assessment teams that have come to South Sudan. We have the regional bodies. First of all, before we go to the UN, we have to deal with our regional bodies. The African Union is very clear, and when the continent is satisfied, the UN is dependent on these organs. But what surprises us in South Sudan, the UN should not even be talking about elections in South Sudan directly with South Sudan. They should talk to these regional organizations.
We don't need a new colonization of Africa in that sense. We have regional bodies which are responsible for African issues.
Fair to your point. But you're a member of the United Nations. You raised your flags at the UN headquarters. Now you are saying the UN should not be involved into your affairs.
No, I'm not saying UN. I didn't say that the UN should not get involved. I'm saying we have the regional bodies. And these regional bodies are working with us directly.
The regional bodies, yes. IGAD and the African Union have worked with you from 2017 and 2018. The peace agreement that you signed in Addis Ababa has been in your hands for quite a long time.
Does the UN now is dismissing the regional organization, so the UN want to work with us directly? We are also following what the UN always says. If there is an issue like last time when they were putting South Sudan into the sanctions or the arms embargo and whatever, they always say, if the region agrees, we will go with the region.
But this letter from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres speaks about the reality on the ground. You're saying you are serious, you are working on everything to ensure the elections are done. You have not even started registering your voters. You're supposed to have registered the voters by June 24. You have not started, and you're telling me everything is flowery.
We have not requested Guterres to supply us with the registrars. We have registrars in this country. We have not requested anything from the UN to help us. There should be no any sign of alarm from the UN. The only thing that Brother John, which is going about South Sudan, is that there is a hidden hand which doesn't like really South Sudan to progress.
The document you signed are RSS, and it had benchmarks, what you should do, when. But this letter from UN Secretary General is reminding you that you signed and committed yourself to do A, B, C, D, but it looks like time is no longer on your side.
This is April, where our elections is not tomorrow. Our elections is up to December. We also know that the elections is a process that we have been doing up to this time. That is why we are going to do it. I'm very much concerned. Why is it that really anything in South Sudan is a concern of the UN? UN has been pushing us with so many things. It doesn't now like to talk to even to the regional organizations. The UN is dismissing IGAD, is dismissing African Union, is dismissing the Panel of the Wise.
The letter here did not dismiss African Union, did not dismiss any efforts. The letter here is reminding the government of South Sudan some of the commitments have not been fulfilled.
My job is to tell the reality, because this is my country. And I must make sure that my country is going on well. And I'm making sure also that the policies of this country have changed.
The UN Secretary General raised a point here which I would like to bring to your attention, that political and civic space and level playing field is what you should work on. I'm bringing this issue because Just last week, the former mayor of Juba was picked at gunpoint, and the government is tight-lipped. Is that the kind of democracy you are going into when people speak and they are picked?
The issue of the mayor of Juba, up to today, we are following it up, but it was involving some other issues which are a security issue. We, as a government, we are waiting for security to finish their work of investigation. Once they finish the investigation, the issue will come out from the security to us, and then we will look into it. The last time you asked me, I told you, Brother John, the issue of mayor at that time was not clear to me. I didn't know whether the mayor was picked up from his house or at gunpoint or what. But later on, I found out. The security people told me the mayor was having some accusations that are accused. So we are here to clear him. We are not arresting somebody to kill or to torture. We are here to get his statement so that he can prove himself innocent. And then after that, if we prove that what is he said about him is not true, we will release him. But if you find that there are some other issues, then he will be taken to the court of law. But the people should not just, whatever happens in South Sudan, is taken very negatively.